CBS News Update, I'm Sam Litzinger. There was a protester at the news conference.
The NRA is killing our children. We've got to stop the violence, and violence begins with the NRA.
But the National Rifle Association's top lobbyist, Wayne LaPierre, made his group's position clear.
The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
He says new gun laws would do nothing to prevent more shootings, and he blamed the media and video games for fostering a culture of violence. The NRA says it's setting up a program to help provide armed security for schools. Mark Glaze, director of the group Mayors Against Illegal Guns, is not impressed.
Having created, effectively, a serious gun problem, they now answer that the problem can be solved with more guns. It's really extraordinary.
Many educators say their goal is to keep guns out of schools, not, as one puts it, to make them into virtual prisons. But some state officials say the NRA idea is worth considering. CBS News Update. I'm Sam Litzinger.
At 7:33, let's go in depth tonight. We bring in Paul Brandis, White House correspondent at West Wing Reports. Paul, the National Rifle Association, as we've been hearing, is sticking to its guns, suggesting they are part of the solution instead of the problem. Some initial thoughts from you tonight on what Wayne LaPierre said.
Well, where to begin? The comment that everybody seems to be playing, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. I think Mr. LaPierre, for example, chooses to forget that an armed guard at Columbine High back in 1999 could not prevent the murder of 12 students and a teacher there. There were plenty of good guys with guns at the Fort Hood Army Base in 2009, and on and on and on. So I'm not quite sure that that point sticks up. Now, the other thing he said, which is actually an interesting point about the video game makers, he called one game that his research team found kindergarten killers. Now, video games like that, I think, are worthy of discussion, as are the fact that the kids watch thousands of murders on television. No question that those are important issues, but I would ask Mr. LaPierre and the NRA this. If you consider the Second Amendment, which covers gun control rights, if you consider that sacred, is it not hypocrisy to call for the weakening of the First Amendment, which covers the free speech rights of those filmmakers and the video game makers? It's a moot point anyway, because the Supreme Court has actually upheld the rights of movie producers and video game makers to spew out their stuff anyway, regardless of whether it's garbage or not. So I think LaPierre is clearly, I think, trying to distract people from the issue at hand, which in fact are assault weapons and guns on the campuses.
Paul, it would be very safe to say that those who are for strict gun control are never going to see eye to eye with the NRA and vice versa. But did you hear something from LaPierre that could be worked into a dialogue, I guess something constructive?
I frankly did not. I think that everybody was very surprised at their strategy, which frankly just appears to be doubling down on what they've said in the past. This is the same Wayne LaPierre, by the way, whose comments after the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995 outraged former President George H.W. Bush so much that Bush quit the NRA in protest because of LaPierre's comments. This is the same guy. So LaPierre has a long record of talking like this, didn't give an inch whatsoever, and it was just a bizarre, can't even call it a news conference, of course, because they said no questions allowed. I did not hear anything that really even reeked of compromise, and I think he understands. Look, he was clearly talking to the gun base here, and simply the way congressional districts are organized today because of gerrymandering, there is very little incentive for any Republican member in Congress to back any kind of gun control measure whatsoever. It's no coincidence that the last time Congress passed any meaningful gun legislation was way back in 1994, and that was when Ronald Reagan supported the assault weapons bill and the Brady Bill. You heard me right. Ronald Reagan supported the assault weapons ban. That expired, of course, in 2004.
One more little item before we turn to the fiscal cliff. I have a friend who works at GameStop, a place where a lot of people buy their video games, and he regularly sees parents coming in to buy Mortal Kombat, other violent titles for their 9-year-olds. So, you know, I mean, parents, think about what you're buying for your kids, what your kids are asking for. I'm not suggesting that is a solution to this immense problem of gun control, but maybe something worth considering. Paul Fiscocliffe, President Obama, before taking off for Hawaii for Christmas, spoke to the nation about 10 minutes early this evening, saying he's ready and willing to get a big package done. He says there's no reason not to protect the middle class from tax increases. But the fact is, nothing's been done, and here we are almost at Christmas.
Well, that's right. Nothing has been done, and Air Force One just left a few minutes ago for Hawaii. He will be back just after Christmas, but it looks like, Dimitri, we're going to go over this cliff. I mean, Obama really said nothing new tonight, and we are nowhere near any kind of agreement, even though he said, and he said this time and again, and it's true, everybody agrees. Republicans agree, Democrats agree, that no one wants to see taxes go up on the middle class, and yet it's attached to all these other things that they can't agree on. So what the president says, look, perhaps we can, and he hinted, look, perhaps we can strip away that from everything else, get through the new year with the middle class tax cuts intact, and then in 2013 tackle the rest of these issues that continue to divide us. In other words, let's kick the can down the road into 2013, but the main thing is we've got to do something to keep these middle class tax cuts intact for 98% of Americans.
Paul, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
That's Paul Brandis, White House correspondent at West Wing Reports. And by the way, you can follow Paul at West Wing Report on Twitter.
And follow us at WTOP.